Shalom Avracha. We're up to the last pasuk of the Dalids. The Dalids, the recognition that I have nothing of my own, like a poor person, but I have tremendous wealth by my ability to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the final pasuk. Derech mitzvayisecha arutz. I'm going to always run in the path of your mitzvahs. Ki tarchiv libi. You broaden my heart. What does it mean to broaden my heart? The heart in Chazal is not referring dafka to the part of our body that pumps the blood. But just like the physical heart pumps the blood, which gives life and oxygen to the rest of the body, without that we cannot survive, so too the concept of lev means an inner force which guides my actions. As Lev Chochem b'yaminoi, Lev Ksil b'smoiloi. Yamin represents, the right represents the spiritual world, the unlimited, wonderful world of closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this world and the world to come. Smoiloi represents to the physical world, which is very limited in this world, and at the end of this world, that's the end of it. The Lev of the Ksil, is translated into fool, but the Mabim says the Ksil refers to a person who does not look ahead, just looks what's in front of his eyes. The Chochem is the one who tries to look at the bigger picture, the broader picture. The fool is a person who's just running after his day-to-day things. That's what he's preoccupied constantly, having another pleasure, amassing a little bit more money, or more power, prestige. Whatever he's doing, that's a person who has a limited lev. His lev can only see what's in front of it. The tarchiv libi, the broad heart, means the heart that that encompasses much more than that. It sees the bigger picture. It sees that I'm part of this eternal, limitless world of ruchnius that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. And he put my neshama in this world for a temporary period of time to take advantage, to develop that deeper relation between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, kitachiv libi, when I have the broadened heart, that gives me that energy to run after the mitzvahs. I don't just do it because I have to or because I must do it, but I run after it because I realize I have the short period of time to hop around in this world to develop that deep kesher between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his unlimited greatness and unlimited goodness in this world. At the famous Moshe of the Chofetz Chaim, a person who goes to an island that has diamonds on the floor. So if he's smart, he fills his pockets with as much diamonds as he can and goes home. He knows he has a short period of time. Spend your time gathering diamonds. The end of the mashal is that he gathered all these diamonds. He wants to get his trip back home. And he goes to the one who's the captain of the boat and says, please give me a ride back home. It's an expensive trip. Yes, it's don't worry. I have loads of diamonds. The guy starts laughing at him. What do you give me diamonds? Over here, diamonds is like earth. It's not worth, has no value. He says, what does have value by you? He said, by us, the thing that has value is fat. You shecht an animal, you kill an animal, eat the meat, and the fat we store on the side, and that's what we use for commerce. Okay, the poor guy realizes he can't go home right away, starts working very hard, and he's amassing more and more of this fat. And after a long period of time, finally, he became a wealthy person. The only problem that happened was he forgot about his value system, and instead of keeping all his diamonds, he started looking at the diamonds as just earth and the fat as diamonds. So he got a big cargo ship, and he filled it up with his fats, and he was a wealthy person. I'm going home, and I'm going to provide for my entire family. So, anyway, as it's traveling, time goes on, and the fats start rotting, and by the time he gets home, they smell the stench already from who knows how far away. And the family comes to greet him. He said, Baruch Hashem, look what I brought you. And they said, what did you bring? This stinks. Rotting fat. And then suddenly he woke up and he chopped. Oy vey, what did I do? I forgot. I didn't have my value system. I was running after the fat, and the fat just rotted. That's such a perfect moshul for Olam Hazeh. We have diamonds on the floor. Every place we go, we have an opportunity to a mitzvah. We eat the food, make a bracha, b'kavona. We see our family, to say a nice word, give a chizik, do a chesed, help somebody else, help the neighbor. Our tefillahs, our limud haTorah. It's all over the place, non-stop, 24/7 opportunities to just amass the diamonds. But unfortunately, we live in the world that the thing that interests people is fat, the physicality, all those things in the physical world that rot after we go into the ground. If a person doesn't have the tarach of libi, have my heart broadened and focused, then he can lose out chas v'shalom. So this is something that David HaMelech is teaching us. Run after the mitzvahs. It goes in both directions. If I look at the bigger picture, I'll run after the mitzvahs, but it works the other way around also, which is the seder of the pasuk. That if you run after a mitzvah, even if you don't yet have such a broad heart, mitzvah gereres mitzvah. That gives you special siyata shema to do another mitzvah, get more clarity, enjoy the mitzvahs more, enjoy life more, and be zeicha to eternally good lives.